Hierarchy of Controls, the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, NIOSH, part of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, has developed a hierarchy of controls shown in Exhibit 4-1 to protect workers from hazards in the workplace. It may be easily adapted for use in other aspects of IPC programs, IPCPs, and strategies. Exhibit 4-1, Hierarchy of Controls. Source, adapted from the CDC's Hierarchy of Controls. Strategies at the top of the hierarchy are described as generally more effective and protective than those at the bottom. However, it is important to note that all levels within the hierarchy are critical for effective IPCPs in healthcare facilities and that multiple levels of control can be implemented concurrently as well as sequentially. The five levels of the hierarchy are: elimination of risk involves implementing strategies that remove the risk of infection and transmission. This means possibly limiting the movement and containment of patients with a known or suspected colonization or infection. Example: limiting points of entry to wards or units where an outbreak is underway, as well as limiting visitation, outings, or group activities based on transmission rates. Substitution replaces existing practices with temporary, alternative, or even entirely new practices. Example, replacing reusable equipment and supplies with single-use alternatives or ensuring that cleaning and disinfecting products have appropriate kill claims for confirmed or suspected pathogens. Engineering controls are practices that focus on reducing exposure to the hazard at the source without depending on HCP behavior. Example, installing signage, point-of-care alcohol-based hand rub, ABHR dispensers, or Sharps disposal containers, or improving ventilation systems. Administrative controls are policies and procedures for assuring safe work practices. These can include changing existing or implementing additional practices, policies, and procedures. Example, providing HCP with appropriate information, training, and education. Patient and staff immunization programs, Sharp safety programs, and point of care risk assessments. PPE includes specialized garments and other equipment, as discussed elsewhere. PPE alone cannot control transmission, and it is effective only when used correctly. It should be noted that some healthcare settings may not have the option of the elimination or substitution levels. However, engineering and administrative controls, as well as PPE use, should be available in all healthcare settings and can be incorporated into any IPC program's planning and implementation strategies.